No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Lakers have made it known what they're going to do with Austin Reaves this offseason. Will they trade Reaves? Should they trade Reaves? That's coming up next on The Big Lead. What is up and welcome to The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain, credentialed member of the media. I have covered LA sports for over a decade, 24/7 sports, Bleacher Report, Dodgers Nation. I also do NFL radio for Westwood One, cover the Lakers for many years for Chat Sports. If you're new to The Big Lead, it's the hottest stories in sports. Lots of Laker love here. And we're covering all things Lakers this offseason. We're also giving away a Luka Doncic Lakers jersey. All you have to do to be eligible to win it is subscribe to the channel and comment Luka Magic down below. But let's get into our first story today, and that is involving Lakers guard Austin Reaves. So Austin Reaves did not have the best performance in the postseason. The playoffs, he was hoping to build on his regular season, where it was extremely strong. It looked like he was going to emerge in the playoffs and help carry this team along with LeBron James and Luka Doncic. Unfortunately, it just did not go that way. After averaging 20.2 points per game, 5.8 assists, 4.5 rebounds on 46% shooting in the regular season, those numbers dipped to 16.2 points per game, 3.6 assists, and 5.4 rebounds on a dismal 41.1% shooting from the field and 31.9% shooting from three. It looked like the Lakers might not have their big three intact, that maybe they're going to have to look at other options to put a third star alongside Luka Doncic and LeBron James. But it looks like the Lakers are standing firm and that they do not want to trade Austin Reaves. Dan Wokey of the Los Angeles Times, he put out a piece that had a lot of really good nuggets about Reaves. He writes, "The Lakers and the most important people in the organization all love Reaves and his journey from undrafted free agent to a talented player that people think is an all-star caliber player. And at just $14 million next season, he'll be one of the most productive players in the league per dollar, minus some superstars on the very early stages of their rookie deals." So there he's just saying, look, I mean, value-wise, there's no doubt about it. I mean, from a value standpoint, if you are looking at contracts in the NBA, guys that are putting up 20 points, basically 25-5, on that efficiency in the regular season, there's no doubt about it that his contract provides a ton of value. There is no doubt about that. He has emerged in the regular season. It's just his performance in the playoffs leaves a sore taste and a sour taste in your mouth. And Dan Wokey also writes, he's not viewed as, quote, untradeable, because almost no one in the NBA is untradeable, but the Lakers are going to trade him for a center. They're going to want one that is foundationally important, a build-around type, and not a fill-in toward the obvious need they have at center and will need to address in other ways. In one of the best centers in the NBA, if they were available, the conversations might be different, but at least now, during the first part of the offseason, that just isn't the case. So sure, makes a lot of sense. He is one of your few trade assets right now that you can honestly say could give you anything. The Lakers don't have a ton of first-round picks. The first one you have that you could trade is in 2031. You got some pick swaps. Of course, you trade a lot of picks in the last couple of years. You got to bring in Luka Doncic. So they don't have a ton of assets. And Reeves, he does have trade value. And one, because he's a good player, and two, because of that contract. Now, Reeves is eligible for a contract extension this summer, but the 4 years, $89.2 million the Lakers can offer Reeves is below market, and he's most likely going to be on his way for unrestricted free agency in 2026. He's probably going to decline that player option, and when he does hit free agency, he's going to be one of the best guards on the market. So the Lakers have to consider that as well. So any team that wants to trade for Reeves is going to have to pay a big just because, I mean, one, there's no guarantee that he's going to re-sign. And two, that is one of their few trade options and assets they have right now. So, yeah, this is going to be a big summer for Austin Reeves. It really, really is. I think he needs to get stronger. I think that you want to see him get as athletic as possible. I think from a physicality standpoint, going up against Jaden McDaniels and Naz Reid in that first round, he didn't look like the same guy in the regular season. He didn't look as athletic, and he didn't look like he had that same advantage. And I do think that the Lakers, look, he's an undrafted guy that I don't know if he'll ever make an all-star team, but he might be all-star adjacent, right? He might be someone that is all-star-ish if he puts up, instead of 20 points per game, goes to 22, 23, 24 points per game. We saw Norman Powell, he almost made the all-star team last season when you started to see those scoring averages go up and him help that Clippers team early in the year. And when you look at the numbers that he has put up, the only players in the NBA that have put up better numbers than 20.2 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, and 5.8 assists this season, collectively, Joker, Shea, Giannis, Tatum, LeBron, Dame, Doncic, Cade Cunningham, De'Aaron Fox, and LaMelo Ball. So it's a short list of those type of players that have that kind of advantage as far as overall production. So I think that Austin Reeves, if the center is out there that you can think it upgrade this roster, I think certainly you want to try to consider that. I mean, the thing that I look at for the Lakers heading into this offseason is how focused are you on winning with LeBron James and Luka Doncic? If you want to squeeze a championship run with those two as your best players, you have to factor in a couple of things. And one of those things you factor in is the fact that LeBron James has played over 70,000 minutes, is the fact that LeBron James is year 23, north of 40. And do you trust Austin Reeves to be a third star that is in his 20s that can do more on a nightly basis from an effort standpoint than LeBron James night in and night out?
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Luka Doncic, I think, is a big summer for him too. JJ Redick is talking about championship level weight and things like that, and I'm sure that he's going to get in great shape. I want to see Luka Doncic get in the best shape of his career and come back ready to carry this team for sure. I mean, I see people out there saying, oh, Anthony Edwards is better than Luka Doncic. Shea is better than Luka Doncic. I think that next year, Luka Doncic, it's about winning the MVP, because as great as Shea is, as great as Anthony Edwards is, Luka Doncic is a guy that can drop 73 in a game with assists and rebounds, right? I mean, this is a very, very, very special player. So I think that you can't lose sight of that, and you can't lose sight of the fact that you have a win-now guy in his absolute prime, and then Twilight LeBron. Now, I will say with LeBron, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. We know that he has to pick up that option, and if he does, then I think it's safe to assume he's going to back the Lakers, but I think that's going to be one of the biggest dominoes to fall. Now, Bronny James going to start a player reviews. Bronny James, he had his ups and downs this season. This is rookie year, but he did show some life in the G League, in his moments in the NBA. He had some flashes. He made 27 appearances, played 181 minutes with the Lakers. So that's more than you might have remembered. And he did make just 21 shots in 61 attempts, shot 31.3%, scored 67 overall points in the NBA, at 18 rebounds, had 22 assists, 9 turnovers, had 3 block shots, had 9 steals. But I think overall, I think the very minimum is Bronny kind of proved that, hey, like, as a second round pick, don't act like I'm ridiculous. And guess what? If you are the face of the league for 2 decades, you definitely have some pull, and my dad can get me drafted. Okay. Like, it happens all the time. In other professions, it happens all the time. Nepotism is real. LeBron flexed his muscle and he did just that. And it did look like at first at number 55, you're kind of taking away an opportunity from someone else. But Bronny, he improved as the year went along. And there was a whole Stephen A. Smith thing and everything that went on with that. And then he kind of showed that, hey, like, Stephen A. Smith, you're looking for a headline. You're looking for a hot take. You're looking to create a battle with LeBron James. LeBron, of course, they had their moments interacting with each other after a Laker game where LeBron said, you know, keep my son's name out of your effing mouth, basically. And look, let's not forget that this year for Bronny James is about just reestablishing himself as a player. I mean, he almost lost his life in the cardiac incident at USC and was working himself back from that. So I think all in all, do I think that Bronny James could be an all-star? No, but at least I think that towards the end, he did look like he belonged. There's some quickness there, some basketball instincts there. I think he's a really nice playmaker for sure. And look, I think all in all, Bronny James, it wasn't the worst year. It really wasn't. I think that he can keep his head held up high saying, look, yeah, my dad's LeBron James, and that is the reason why I'm on this team. By the same token, I took advantage of my opportunity. I did say early in the year that the new We Want Tacos chant that Lakers fans did for so many years that kind of signify a win towards the end of the game to keep the team under 100. Really, the victory cigar chant was, we want Bronny, we want Bronny. That became the new victory chant for the Lakers. And look, I mean, there's just something about the kid. There really is. I mean, you can't teach charisma. You can't teach that. And he certainly does have that. If Bronny James is on a court playing basketball, doesn't matter what score it is. Think about that. Doesn't matter what score it is, because usually he's in when it's a blowout. And you still want to watch because you're intrigued. Either you hate watching and you want him to fail, or you support him and you want him to do well. But love him or hate him, you're going to watch him. And there's something to be said about doing just that. And I think if you're Bronny James, you are dealing with a level of spotlight that no one ever has to deal with, right? I mean, they literally had to change his name essentially from LeBron James Jr. to Bronny James because of the pressure that comes with being LeBron James's son. And I think for the most part, he handles it well. LeBron talked after the Lakers loss how important it was to play with his son and what a dream come true that was. And one thing that stood out to me was LeBron saying that everyone in the organization from top to bottom, if you ask them about Bronny James, they'll tell you that he's a delight to be around. He's a great kid to be around. And Bronny was definitely raised right. Let's just put it that way. So I'm rooting for the kid. I mean, I really think that a good career for him, if he plays 10 years in the NBA, like literally 10 years in the NBA, ever gets to like double digit scoring averages, I see that as a win. I really do. I really do. I mean, I really do. I mean, you got Michael Jordan's son out there getting busted for coke and things like that. I mean, if you want to make that comparison, which I think is kind of silly, but I know people are doing it. I mean, Bronny James never going to be as good as his dad, but he can be an NBA player, which is already one of the most rare things in professional sports. These guys are all statistical miracles, okay? Making the league is incredibly hard. It's next to impossible. And the fact that he's putting that work, he's not the most athletic guy, right? He's not huge like his dad. It doesn't have that same athleticism like his dad. And he still made the most of what he's had. And I think that he's continuing to grow. And the fact is, will he be back next season with the Lakers? Will he be? Sure. I mean, Bronny signed a 4-year contract. And yes, that is the contract that typically you're not going to see with second round guys. But he's under contract for 3 more seasons. Next year is fully guaranteed. His 3rd year is not guaranteed. His 4th year is a team option. So he's going to be back, and he expects to play in the Summer League in July. So should he be back? I mean, look, even if I'm going to say this, even if LeBron James weren't his dad, and even if LeBron James weren't back, I think that I would say bring Bronny James back. I mean, the dude's going to sell jerseys. The dude's going to continue to grow in his role, and he's well-liked by his coaches. He's well-liked by his teammates. I mean, if he was a guy that was a jerk, was like, I'm LeBron James' son. I'm Bronny James. Treat me this way, treat me that way, kind of doing that and being entitled, I'd say, you know what, screw it, forget it. If LeBron James gone or LeBron retires, forget it. But he improved, he was well-liked, I think that he has a future in this league, and I think the plan really is, hey, he was always a long-term project and prospect, so hopefully the Lakers can strike gold in this player development program that they have, and just encourage growth as an NBA player. And I think that he has tools to just improve his game. And it'll be fun to see if he can blossom. And I'm rooting for the guy. I really, really am. I think that he really has handled himself in what could be an impossible situation for some in a very, very impressive way. So Bronny James, he's going to be back. And yeah, I know, look, I'll take the L. I know I said that Bronny James was going to retire before LeBron James, and LaCide was not going to succeed in the NBA. But I'm changing my tune because when I see new information, I see different things transpiring, I change my opinion. And I'm changing my opinion because I've seen him make more shots and look more athletic and look more comfortable out there and not let all the media scrutiny get to him. I'm impressed. I was wrong. And I my opinion changes, and I'm happy that it did. I'm happy that it did because I want the guy to succeed. I really, really do. But that's going to do it for this episode of The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. And until next time, I'm out.